media member to the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking time on a game day to join us. Just one game last week because of the postponement of James Madison, and your team played awful well, a 90-70 victory over Hofstra on Saturday. Just your views on what your team did so well on Saturday.
It was just our most complete game start to finish. You know, we were really consistent. You know, we've had some stretches in games where we didn't do things defensively like we needed two, 3 or 4 minutes, or offensively 3 or 4 minutes, we turn it over. We really minimized those stretches against Hofstra, and defensively we got to the right spots more consistently and had, you know, a lot of energy. It was our first sellout of the year. You know, the fans obviously have been great all year in Trask, but, you know, to have a sellout and homecoming, and our guys just had a lot of energy, and it showed, and we played really well.
Talk about the defensive effort. You guys limit Justin Roy Foreman to 15 points in that game. I know he suffered a little bit of an injury in the second half, but what was the game plan on trying to slow him some?
Yeah, well, you know, we tried to put a game plan together when we went up there. We played them, you know, I don't know, 8 days ago. We played them twice in 8 days or whatever it is, and they got off to a hot start, and Pemberton really set the tone, and he made a bunch of shots, and then Roy Foreman made some shots against us the first time this time. You know, our guys just were more prepared. You know, they realized, okay, this guy will shoot at any time. You try and tell him, hey, you give him a little bit of space, he's going to shoot it. Well, a little bit of space to our guys and telling them, it turned out to be too much space, where I think the second time around we got a little bit closer to him. Ty Taylor set the tone defensively on him. And then, yeah, you know, I think it was, you know, 10 minutes ago in the second half, he came down on somebody's foot, but then came back about 3 minutes later, but he wasn't the same. But by then we had a double-digit lead and had a little bit of a gap where if he gets going, you know, if we still score, maybe get a few stops, we still can win that game. But it was a collective effort. You know, I think everybody was in the right places on the ball screens, you know, where we could really press up on the ball screens and force them a little bit out of the scoring area and then get back to our man, because our other guys, our all five guys, were involved.
We're here with UNCW head coach C.B. McGrath. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Yes, our question comes from Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I'm just kind of curious. You know, obviously you guys just got done playing Wright Foreman, like you said, and now you go and you play JMU, and they've got Sucky Mosley, who's averaging 20 points a game. There's four guys in this league that are either at or right on the cusp of averaging 20 points. But how tough is it every night, almost, it seems like, when you line up, there's a guy who can score like that against you on the opposing team? It seems like, you know, there's always a guy on the opposite team this year that can drop about 20 a night at any given point. What does that do for your defensive planning and scheming?
Well, it'd be easier if it was the only guy on their team that was scoring. You know, Lewis had a great game against us the first time. So, I mean, they got multiple scores just like everybody else. You know, Pemberton had 27 against us the first time we played Hofstra. He had 27 the game before we played them. You know, so, you know, Wright Foreman, yes, he's done it consistently throughout the course of the year. And Mosley's done it consistently throughout the course of the year, scored 20-plus points. But they have other guys on their team that are very capable, so you can't overlook anybody. Obviously, you know, they're the focal point of what we're going to try and do defensively and try and get them out of their rhythm and try and get them to shoot shots that they don't normally shoot and those kind of things. But, you know, all this stuff is easier said than done. If they start feeling confident, when scorers feel confident and they feel comfortable and they see the ball go in the basket, you can have three guys on them. We had a guy that we played this year from Howard that we double-teamed him every time they used the ball screen, and they used the ball screen every time down court, and he shot fadeaway threes out of the double team and made a ton of them. So sometimes offense is just better than defense, you know, but if you don't have that energy and intensity and execution on the defensive end, you have no chance.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
CB, certainly one of the big stats on Saturday was that rebound margin. You guys out-rebound Hofstra by 15, which not a lot of people are able to do, and you've been near the top of the league or at the top in rebound margin all year. How big of an emphasis has that been for your team?
It's been huge all year. You know, I would say rebounding is really important, and we have obviously the nation's leading rebounder, Devontae Kaycock, and he came in and set the tone. He had 25 and 16. Obviously, Co-CAA Player of the Week, so really proud of him and that honor. But, you know, he's been consistent all year, and we know he's going to be consistent on the boards. When we have other guys really rebound, that's when we're really good. Ty Taylor, when he rebounds, we're really good and have a chance to really compete. He had 9 rebounds against Hofstra. Marcus Bryant had 9 rebounds, and Marcus is usually really consistent. Sometimes he has more, sometimes he has less, but he's always consistently in the right place. So it's been a collective group that has sort of done it all year when we've really out-rebounded teams. But, you know, it starts and ends with Devontae, and he always sets that tone. And, you know, it's great to have the consistency out of him. But we all know, and we talk about it every day, that rebounding is very important on both ends of the court. You know, scoring is important on the offensive end, but so is rebounding. On the defensive end, getting stops is important, but also is rebounding. So it's a you know, a statistical thing that I think is very important for our success in this year, next year, and going forward.
You guys, with the postponement up at James Madison tonight, starting a stretch of 3 games in a 5-day period, how have you addressed that with your team?
I mean, we just talked about it. You know, I mean, it was going to be a deal. We're going to have 3 games in a week, no matter when we play James Madison again. So it's nothing you can prepare for because, you know, postponements, you know, it's out of your control. What we can control is taking care of business and playing with effort every single night. So tonight, we're not worried about the other 2 games this week. We're worried about James Madison game, and we got to play hard. We got to give the effort that we gave against Hofstra to move on to the next game to even, you know, have a chance. And so then, once the Madison game's over with, we'll recover. We'll get ready for Elon, and then the same thing the next 2 days. So we'll do stuff. You know, we'll do less on the court physical, you know, 5-on-5 pounding and stuff like that than we normally probably would do this week. And obviously, we won't have as much time to spend on each single opponent. But you know, that's just the nature of the business. You know, sometimes you play in tournaments where you play 3 straight games. You know, it's just we haven't done this stretch since the non-conference ended, but it's nothing that these guys are not used to over the course of their careers.
All right, CP, thanks once again for taking time with us on a game day, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob, thank you.
All right, thank you.